And back for the second of his two weekly visits, here is Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how are we doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Vic. I'm almost ready to draft.
We're that close, my friend.
we are close.
literally around the corner from the draft. And Tom Heckert, the Browns general manager, had a news conference yesterday, also was on this show, and talked about a lot of different things. But I thought among many things that jumped out at me is, you know, first of all, the sense of readiness, the handle, even though he's not talking specific names, and he won't, and I know much to the frustration of the media, but I'm not sure what anybody expected him to do, that he was going to identify the Browns' specific draft plans. Everybody wants that, and I get it. I'm as curious, and you are too, but we know it would make no sense for the GM of this team to reveal that now.
Well, and that's what I find really, really strange and kind of crazy. I think it's more like the right word to say because, and again, I'm not mentioning any names, but I hear people and I hear them talk and they want to say things like, well, why did he have the press conference? Because I still don't know anything. What are you supposed to know? I mean, you want us to tell you what we're going to do and give the other teams that are drafting ahead of us or that are, you know, in the draft, give them ammunition?
We
can't have that. Yeah. You know, Tom and his guys, they got to keep everything in-house in that war room, as you call it, and close to the vest. I mean, because they have certain players that they want to go after, but I it just amazes me how I hear some people say, well, why did he have the press conference? Because we still don't know anything more than before he had the press conference.
If you're a fan and this is your team, you want him to be that way. You want him to also say what he said at least once, which was, we like the information that is out there about us. In other words, the quote propaganda that has people wondering, well, they're going to do this. No, maybe they're doing that. Oh, yeah, possibly this. The confusion, the smoke screens, all of that, I believe, I don't know how much it works to your benefit, but if it can work to your benefit even a little bit, so be it.
Well, I tell you this, Vic, you were laughing at me. You and I were off the air. And I told you, I said, man, I would just love to be in Heckert's mind right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a thing that caught me that he said during the press conference, and obviously, you know, you were sitting right there through the whole press conference. But at that four position, I mean, if we stay there, you know, I keep saying we because I played there 9 years.
This is your team.
This is my team.
Yeah. Bernie does the same thing.
Right. There's two guys
that Tom said
he wants. And obviously, you know, if either one of those guys are there, if we're still there in that number four position, he's going to take one of those guys. And the reason why I said I wanted to be in his head, I would love to, you know, because we all can guess and who those two players are. Obviously, Richardson, you got Blackmon, you got and so on.
Yeah, but possibly Matt Cole, possibly Morris Claiborne.
I
mean, we know the list.
Yeah,
and I think
I would love to know who are those two players.
Yeah.
That they have, but yeah, you're right.
Is it one of those two, or you know, Ryan Tannehill's name gets thrown in there? I mean, that's what I think he's happy about is that neither of us, and I'd like to think we're reasonably close to the situation, and sitting here smack dab in the middle in Berea, we would be guessing. Neither of us could say with any I've been asked by people again in this building and other departments, well, what do you think? And what do you and listeners want? And I certainly have my thoughts. And I do go along to a large degree to that conventional wisdom of a Trent Richardson looking like the right guy for the spot. But I can also find as many reasons to talk myself out of that.
Well, right. And another thing that's interesting to me is, you know, I hear some of the questions and some of them, you know, whether or not Mike Holmgren will override him when it's time to draft. I mean, people have to understand. I mean, these guys, they have been sitting down. They have been discussing what they're going to do at draft time. And it's not going to be anything about who's going to override who. Obviously, Mike is the boss. But Mike is going to let Tom do his job. And they have already talked about the different scenarios and what can happen and what we're going to do. Can I say we? What we're going to do,
yeah.
Talking about them, if this particular scenario happens. And, you know, it's not going to be chaotic in that room. It's going to be nice, clear, and calm. And when it come time for us to make that pick, I guarantee you those guys already know who they're going to take depending on who's on the board.
Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You mentioned Mike Holmgren, and the question was asked of Tom Heckert about Holmgren in the news conference, and his response was just that he lets us do our job. So you're hired as general manager to be that guy who is overseeing the draft, who's ultimately going to make the picks, who puts together the personnel scouting staff and takes their input. And really, that is how it runs. I mean, Mike is seeing big picture as team president. He has philosophical thoughts that he'll share, I'm sure, and discussions that he has with the group, and maybe offers whatever suggestions he might have. But the truth of it is, it was just what Tom said. I think the truth is the truth, that it is his show as GM, and that the bulk of what this team will do with all the picks, starting with that fourth pick, are going to reflect his thinking and his, if there's maneuvering, his maneuvering, but ultimately his comfort level for what this team needs. And he's working in concert with Pat Shurmur, the head coach. That's the other dynamic here. You're not working in a vacuum. You're not drafting players that you just think are outstanding skill players that join your football team. They got to be drafted with a purpose, Hanford, right? They got to fit what this coaching staff does.
Well, and I'm laughing because, you know, some of these questions just kill me. And, you know, I've heard some of the questions, just like you mentioned, I've heard some people ask Coach Shurmur, are you involved in the draft? I mean, come on. He is the head coach.
Yeah, right. The draft meetings that he's been in this week, I would think, reflect that too. Yeah.
But to get off of that, Vic, I think one of the things, and obviously you know I'm a cornerback, and I thought one of the things that really, really stood out with me when Tom was doing the press conference and when he was talking about the cornerbacks, and I think someone asked a question about Claiborne, the great corner. And it was interesting to hear him say that it's not a great draft for
corners.
For corners. Yeah. Obviously, you know, you have a couple of them out there, but it's not a great draft. But what I also thought was great, and what I realized anyway, but I thought it was great that he said this, today, the way you play football and the way this is going to really a passing league, you have to have three good corners.
Right.
And he mentioned that. And obviously, you know, we have Hayton who is I think is a good corner, who's going to be a great corner. We are working in that direction. Obviously, we have some other good corners. But to get this guy Claiborne, that's why I was wondering, is he one of those two picks?
Right, because he did mention and seemed to indicate pretty strongly that of the first three picks, defense could very well be one of those choices. He said, you know, we're not going to go defense. Don't expect that, and I don't think anybody would be expecting that. But that
wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother you.
No.
I know, as a defensive guy. But I mean, the trend of the last two drafts, that was the purpose. You identified where the needs were. Secondary in 2010, and those were hit pretty hard with Joe Hayden and obviously T.J. Ward. D line, because of the 4-3. Conversion and having Dick Geron come in 2011, and then it's Jabal Sheard, Phil Taylor, or Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard. And now you look at 2012, and of course the emphasis has to be on offense, and I think he stated the obvious with that, but I also think he wanted to be, Tom Heckert, careful enough to not say we're locked in to just doing all offense with our first premium picks and nothing else, because the board could dictate otherwise.
Well, and Vic, I think you really hit on it when you're talking about the first two, three picks, but those other picks down the road. You and I were discussing this, and I think you were dead on to this. This is where it's going to be an important draft for us. I mean, the first one, two, three, four guys, I mean, obviously they're going to be good players.
Yeah.
They're going to be players that that probably are going to be able to contribute to this football team.
Yeah,
right
starters
away.
Or starters or regulars right guys away. Guys who play a lot.
But here's where Tom and guys, general managers around the league, here's where these guys really judge themselves, I think, is where when they hit that home run on and you and I have talked about it before, when they hit that home run on those guys later on in the draft, every single player that we draft on this football team during this draft is an important guy.
Yep.
And we're looking for that guy hopefully to come in and make this football team and to contribute to this football team this coming season.
Yeah, that's when you talk about how pivotal and how critical this draft is for the organization's future. It is not just hitting those two firsts, although you want that to be the case because the presumption is that they'll be your most impactful guys. But it has to be a case where several players, where we're up talking about maybe four or five players whose names are often talked about during the year in a good way and making contributions, because that is how this thing has been built and set up to work. And so it does have to be that. And if it's not that, the alternative, and Tom got into this too, especially missing on that fourth, but he said it's a question of, do you want to get the 10-year Pro Bowler, which is what everybody wants, or settle, he says, and I'll do this, for a 2-year Pro Bowler who's not a bust. He said the key is just avoiding the bust. So
it better not be, because on, I only went to 3. I should have went to a lot more, though. I thought I should have went to a lot more, so don't laugh over there.
I'm not. You're my guy all the way. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Thank you so much, and we'll get together next week and perhaps have a conversation with your old backfield partner, Frank Minifield, whose son Chase is in this draft. And I think that'll be interesting because it'll be all draft all the time next week.
Boy, that would be nice. And I tell you, I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm so happy and excited about Chase to see where he's going to go.
Outstanding. All right. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.